With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The first ball of the 2026 inter-primary cricket competition was bowled on Friday as schools across the island opened the new season with a full slate of matches. In the girls' division, Island Primary A edged past East End Primary by a single run, 44-43, while Island Primary B held off Joanna Clark Primary, 42-39. In Zone B, Marie Martin Primary topped Footsteps Schools, 60-57, and Cayman Prep A slipped past Cayman Prep B 58-57. On the boys' side, Island Primary A defeated East End Primary 70-59 and Joanna Clark Primary nipped Island Primary B 55-54. The highest scoring match of the day came in Zone B, where Marie Martin Primary powered past Footsteps School 114-94. Cayman Prep A also claimed a 90-67 win over Cayman Prep B. Several fixtures were postponed due to scheduling and field availability. However, round two bowls off this Friday, May 8th, with another full schedule of girls' and boys' games at venues across the island. Cayman riders shine at the Caribbean Regional Dressage Challenge. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks with the details.
The Cayman Islands Equestrian Federation hosted its largest dressage event of the season, welcoming riders from across the islands for the Caribbean Equestrian Association Regional and Mini Dressage Challenges, along with the 7th National Dressage Show of the 2025-2026 season. Both competitions were held at the Cayman Islands Equestrian Center off of the Linford Pearson Highway. The CEA represents 10 member nations and promotes collaboration and excellence in Olympic equestrian disciplines across the region. Its regional and mini dressage challenges allow riders to compete against their Caribbean peers without traveling overseas, thanks to a single internationally accredited judge who evaluates performances in each country. This year's judge, FEI four-star official Alexandre Lacerdar Leao of Brazil, praised the standard of riding, the quality of the horses, and Cayman's facilities. Cayman Islands Equestrian Foundation President Mary Alberga noted that bringing internationally recognized judges to Cayman is essential for the sport's continued development. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Full results are at CIEFCAY.com. Cayman Prep's Scorch Racing delivered a standout performance at the first-ever National STEM Racing Championships, finishing second overall with 409 points.
My name is Amina Sarita, and I am the manager of Scorch Racing, and we represent Cayman Prep in high school.
The team arrived focused, ready to compete, and ready to showcase months of engineering and teamwork. Sarita says the day's events brought out the best in Scorch Racing, especially during the hands-on engineering challenges.
Today was really great. We enjoyed putting up the pit stop. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's like the highlight of our day so far. The creation of the pit stop and, of course, the racing was really good.
The team presented their model car, submitted two official cars for judging, and delivered a confident verbal presentation, all contributing to their second-place finish in the national standings. Sarita's path into STEM began with a simple invitation from a teacher, one that sparked a passion for engineering and racing.
I had an interest in cars before, but it wasn't as much, but it grew over time being in this club.
She encourages students who may be unsure to give STEM racing a try, calling it a powerful way to build teamwork, communication, and time management skills, along with a strong foundation for anyone considering engineering or business. Scorch Racing's 409-point second-place finish shows just how far that first step can go. And the Venus Netball Club is calling on the community as they work to build their new U16 and U21 teams. The club will host a fundraising bake sale next Saturday, May 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Foster's Republic in West Bay. The event, however, supports the development of young Caymanian netballers, and sponsorship opportunities are also available for those wishing to invest in the future of the sport. For more information, the club can be reached at venus.netballclub345@gmail.com. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.